74.0. EDG 01210720260759, audio. During that sunny day of July 20, 2026, I spent a good part of the day wondering how to steer a rocket into space. The main engines receive an astronomical amount of propellant, and modulating these engines is no small feat. A second point is the lever arm, related to their spacing. Not all rockets are the same. The further apart the engines are, the more significant the lever arm will be within a specific speed range. It seems dangerous to modulate these engines for trajectory corrections. I could be wrong, but a rocket is still a controlled bomb. So I put this initial approach on hold. Where is the longest lever arm located in a rocket? According to our understanding, on the nose, and far from the engines. A problem immediately arises: this is the human zone for manned spacecraft. Having engines operational in this area requires flawless and complex engineering. Just think of the backfire on the rocket's exterior. It should work, but I was still searching. Looking at a tree, a kin in hand, I think I've found it. Within a specific speed range, the air is the rocket's prison. So why not use this prison to escape? A simple motorized flap can do the job. The higher the rocket's speed, the smaller this flap will be. I'm writing this comment first because of the S. To clarify, a starting assembly, I'm still talking about the flaps. The first correction at low speed. An intermediate assembly at intermediate speed. Air doesn't always have the same density, and this level is an angular safety margin that seems important to me to maintain. Finally, an emergency level at very high speed if necessary. We think we've simplified things, but zero safety hasn't been achieved. If these flaps fail to close, the angular correction is compromised and accidents are possible. At intermediate or high speeds, would it be possible to literally force these flaps open? I think so. I'll stop here, I know you understand. I'm just as scared as you are. Here, we may have narrowed down that infamous gray area. See sketch EDG 72. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is July 21, 2026.